understand, but it was better than nothing. The bog was full of Zirin shoots in the spring, and Zirin flowers in the summer, and Zirin bulbs in the fall. In addition to a wide array of medicinal and borderline magical plants that could be harvested, prepared, treated, and sold to the traders from the other side of the forest, who in turn transported the fruits of the bog to the free cities far away. The forest itself was terribly dangerous and navigable only by the road. And the elders owned the road. Which is to say that Grand Elder Gerland owned the road, and the other elders had their cut. The elders owned the bog, too, and the orchards, and the houses, and the market squares, even the garden plots. This was why the families of the Protectorate made their shoes out of reeds. This was why, in lean times, they fed their children the thick, rich broth of the bog, hoping that the bog would make them strong. This was why the elders and their families grew big and strong and rosy-cheeked on beef and butter and beer. The door knocked.
"Enter," Grand Elder Gerlin mumbled as he adjusted the drape of his robe.
It was Antane, his nephew, an elder in training, but only because Gerland, in a moment of weakness, had promised the ridiculous boys